Hello, GWA. This is Llewellyn F. And this time I wanted to give a little bit of instructions for a couple of people. So I've had a few messages about how to do collaborations. I'm guessing because I've only done a couple, but with GWA Radio I tend to do all the producing. And so I'm getting reasonably experienced with it now, I think. But by all means, if you listen to this and you have tips or suggestions, do please let me know. They are appreciated. So the first thing to mention is that I use Audacity, which seems to be pretty common around GWA. And so if you're not too familiar with that, I will be going over that at the end. So a collaboration. The easiest way to do this, if you want to do it live, is to go on Skype with the person. And then you record your own audio as they record theirs, and then one of you edits them together. Now, getting them in sync can be the hard part of doing this. There are really two things to be aware of. Firstly, I would say even if you're wearing like a headset, use little earbuds for the audio track that you listen to, because that way you really reduce any risk of having the echo. And otherwise it can be pretty difficult to get rid of later. It's not impossible, but it can be pretty time-consuming. There is a noise removal feature that has worked once or twice with me, but it can affect the quality of the audio in other places, so if you can get rid of it at the start, great. And it's a little bit of a pain to do, to wear earphones and a headphone, and like a headset, but if it reduces the echo, then it's worth a shot. Or at least just make sure the volume is pretty damn low. And the second thing is that there's a little kind of like way you should always start your audios. And this was told to me by trying you out, actually. And if he is listening, hello. Your absence has been noted. So when you're on Skype with someone and you're getting ready to record, hit record. Doesn't matter when each of you does it, just say, okay, we're going to record now, hit record. And then what one of you should do is one of you will count down from 5 to 1, or from 10 to 1 if you want to make it really easy, but 5 to 1, and then the other people in Skype will count with you when they hear it. Now there will be a delay between these two, but having these beats that you can sync to, you can kind of guess the delay, and it doesn't sync you up perfectly, but it's a really good indication of, you know, where you can cut the audio, how to sync them up, which I will explain later in Audacity. So, yeah, do the counting, and then after that, you don't have to dive right into the audio, but just don't stop recording. At that point on, record everything until right at the end, and that way you'll be in sync throughout the entire thing. Otherwise, you're going to have to find another way to sync them up. So, do that. Record, hit stop, one of you will send the audio to the other, and then you can start editing. So that's how I record my collaboration, so if you just want to hear that bit, stop listening now, I guess. See ya. But if you want me to give you a little guide on Audacity, then I will try and go through the more basic functions now. But to be honest, they're everything I use, so you can use more. But I haven't really had the need to yet. But I tend to be pretty lazy with editing, so shh. Okay, so you open up Audacity. You will have to pause this audio a couple of times in case I get ahead of where you are. So I am recording in Audacity now, so I'm going to have to guess how to do it for some things. But yeah, so why don't you hit record for a few seconds and just talk into the microphone. Repeat after me. How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? And stop recording. Now you got a little bit of audio. So you probably know how to export that already. But why don't you import another audio with it? Now in Audacity, incredibly simple. File, import, audio. Find it, import it. Not a problem. Can take a little while if it's a large file, but nothing more than a couple of minutes. So, hopefully you found something to import. If not, just pause this, export that audio, import it, do it again, and then you're good to go. So you got the two audio tracks. Now at this point, we want to try and sync them up. So we got to learn how to move stuff. Now in the top left of Audacity, when everything is on default, you got six icons. You got one that's like looks like capital I. You got a little blue line with two arrows. You got the pencil, magnifying glass, like arrows that are horizontal, and a star thing. So the default is a selection tool. We'll work with that a little bit later. But for now, if you go for the one that's middle of the bottom row, you got the time shift tool. Click this, and then click the audio track you want to move, and just drag from side to side. And that's very accurate. You can really fine tune with that. So then, use the selection tool to get to where you want to go. You know, set one of the audio tracks to, say, like counting down from 5 to 1, so that every time you press space or play, that's what you hear. Then using the selection tool, or the time shift tool rather, click time shift, drag it, and just get them in sync. Now, as I said, they're not actually going to be in sync. You want it how you heard it on Skype. Because that's when they spoke. So don't overlap them unless the other person was really clever and counted before you even spoke using some kind of time traveling magic. If they did that, you should probably try and escape from them because, you know, they could do anything with that power. Be careful. So move the audio. Sync them up that way. It can be a little bit picky, but as I said, that tool is pretty accurate, so just keep going. And it doesn't have to be as perfect as you think. There's actually quite a bit of leeway. Once it's done, again, just kind of flick through the audio and make sure things are in check. So maybe really you should record an audio, like ask yourself some questions and then answer them, or you know, whatever. Find an audio that you can try and sync. But that is how you would do it. And as I said, it's not that hard. So, your audios are in sync. What now? Well, you should probably cut them so that they only exist with the parts you want. It's really, really easy. So use a selection tool, which is the top left icon of those six just underneath file. And with that, you can click and drag to highlight. And to highlight both tracks, just click and drag, and then drag down onto the track or up to the track above, and then it's selected. You can do two things while it's like this. Firstly, if you go way over to the right, past the audio, the output volume slider, the input volume slider, the one with the little mic, then you got a few little icons. First one, scissors and the like a little wave thing, cut. If you click that, it's gone. It'll get rid of it. When the audios are in sync, only ever do this when you've selected both tracks. Otherwise, the audio afterwards is going to be out of sync. So you can cut a bit. You make a mistake. At this point, push Control Z and it's back. And so now you have the highlighted audio from before. And the only other thing that's really useful at this stage is if you go four icons to the right, you have like a sound wave with a line and then a wave again. It's the last one before the like undo and redo arrow icons, the silence one. If you click that, cuts out that audio. So say you've done a collaboration with someone and one person is talking, the other person, and then on your mic it picks up your phone going off. You can just silence it with that. That's very, very useful. I use that a lot in GWA radio. So that's silencing, cutting, syncing them up. So at this point, you can use the cut to trim the start, trim the end, get to where you want. And then you might want to adjust some of the audio levels. In which case, if you, on the left in audio track, you got the volume, so you can, that's just for each track. Like, you'll see it just for the, you know, it only affects the track that it's for. So you can adjust it to make sure they sound kind of the same. You can put one in left ear, one in right ear. That can make for a very interesting audio. You can even use the If you cut the audio, you can like, or what I like to do is select a piece of audio, copy it, and then silence it, and then add it to a new, the copied part to a new track. And then it means that I can have one section which is quieter than the other. So, you know, if you're meant to be doing a certain act, like going down on a girl or something, and she's talking, then you want to be quieter than her, especially if you're making sounds. So that's a really good way to do that. And the last thing that I'm going to mention is the noise removal, which if you click, it's, if you go to the effect kind of tab, drop down to noise removal, it's a little bit above halfway, you'll see there's a few little options. One of them is going to be select noise sample or something like that. I can't see it because I am recording, so I'm going by memory. So then what you want to do is like close the window that's up, select a piece of the track that's got nothing on, or like that's just got noise, and then go effect, noise removal, while that part is highlighted, and then it's the top one which was like get noise sample or something, click that. It might take a couple of seconds or it might not. There's my phone, see, could cut that out if I wasn't talking. And once you've done that, select the entire audio after getting the noise sample, and then go noise removal, and then it's remove noise. And that can take a few minutes, but it's normally pretty good at cutting stuff out. As I said, if the noise is pretty loud, it can have an effect on the audio quality, so it's better to not need it than to have to use it, but it is useful. Anyway, that's it from me. This was kind of a quick spur of the moment thing, so I hope it proved useful to some people. If you have questions, ask. If you want me to go into something more detailed, just say. And again, if you think you can do something better, then please say. I'm by no means an expert of this. I get by with the bare minimum. But yeah, I hope that helped. Yeah, thank you for listening.